you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Andy Klein, Leah Lowenstein, and Charles Solomon. Up first is the spy thriller Argylle, starring Henry Cavill and Bryce Dallas Howard. Matthew Vaughn, the director. Andy?
Howard plays a spy novelist who, it turns out, her novels are too close to the truth, and suddenly she's being pursued by spies all over the place. This is kind of a mishmash of Romancing the Stone, Long Kiss Goodnight, and the Tom Cruise film Night and Day. It's entertaining, but it is way over long. It could have had sequences cut out. There are too many convoluted plot reversals, some of which are downright silly.
It has a great cast of prominent actors in it as well. Argylle's the film rated PG-13. It's in wide release. The animated adventure comedy Orion and the Dark is directed by Sean Sharmatz. Charles, what did you think?
A very talky amalgamation of elements of other films and stories, from A Christmas Carol and The Princess Bride to Wreck-It Ralph, Big Hero 6, and Inside Out. I was not charmed.
It's written by critics' favorite Charlie Kaufman, Orion in the Dark, Lael.
Yeah, that's right. And because of Charlie Kaufman, I think that material is elevated to another level that Charles forgot to mention. It's actually entertaining and endearing. Yes, it's derivative, but for kids afraid of the dark, this would be a perfect antidote to that. And it's quite nice. It's got a few meta little elements also from Charlie Kaufman.
Orion and the Dark is streaming on Netflix, rated TVY7. Perfect Days, a Japanese film directed by German Wim Wenders. Lael?
This is such a beautiful film. It's like a study in simplicity. It's observational cinema at its finest, with just a terrific performance. It's a man whose life is very simple, very routinized, cleans toilets for a living, but he invests everything he does with such love, and this performance is invested with such love and sort of just care. It's just a terrific film, very, very simple, but it's the analog antidote to our screen-saturated lives.
And starring Koji Yakusho in a terrific performance, Perfect Days is rated PG. It's in select theaters. And finally, the re-release of 2006's Paprika, the Japanese animated film from Satoshi Kon. Charles?
This was the last film of the brilliant Satoshi Kon that he completed. It is a psychological thriller with a woman becoming a dream detective, effortlessly moves between fantasy and reality, a brilliant film and a great loss.
Select theaters, one night only, next Wednesday, February 7th. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to get tickets for upcoming Film Week Academy Awards preview Sunday afternoon, March 3rd. Tickets are at LAist.com/events.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.